This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House announced sanctions Wednesday targeting Russia's top public and private banks and two daughters of Vladimir Putin, adding pressure on the country's economy and its elite over the invasion of Ukraine. Washington also hit wife and daughter of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and members of Russia's Security Council with new sanctions, and Britain added sanctions of their own against Russia Wednesday, targeting two banks and eliminating all Russian oil and coal imports by the end of the year. As gruesome videos and photos of bodies continue to emerge from the Kyiv suburb of Bucha, Kremlin-backed media denounced them as an elaborate hoax, a narrative that journalists in Ukraine have shown to be false. Denouncing news as fake or spreading false reports to sow confusion and undermine adversaries are tactics that Moscow has used for years. In detailed broadcasts to millions of viewers, correspondents and hosts of Russian state TV said Tuesday that some photo and video evidence of the killings were fake, they say, while others showed that Ukrainians were responsible for the bloodshed. The war in Ukraine is in a critical phase, with Russian troops gearing up for a major offensive in the east of the country, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday. He said NATO and allies need to be prepared for a long war.
President Putin has changed his ambition to control the whole of Ukraine and also to rewrite the international order. So we need to be prepared for a long haul. We need to support Ukraine, sustain our sanctions, and strengthen our defenses and our deterrence.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday everyone in the Russian leadership is responsible for war crimes. This is VOA News. Germany's health minister has backed off a decision to end mandatory isolation for people who test positive for COVID-19, declaring that it was a mistake and sent the wrong signal. Health Minister Karl Lauterbach said Monday that obligatory self-isolation, usually for 10 days, would be scrapped May 1st and replaced with a strong recommendation to isolate for 5 days. Lauterbach said Wednesday that the idea, quote, was a mistake I am personally responsible for, end quote. Authorities in the eastern Chinese city of Shanghai have eased a controversial aspect of its COVID-19 policy as the financial hub continues to struggle with a raging outbreak of the disease. A city health official announced Wednesday that parents with special needs children who have tested positive can enter city-run isolation centers as long as they sign an agreement that they understand the risks and will comply with certain rules. Shanghai has become the epicenter of a dramatic surge of new COVID-19 infections in China, largely driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Republicans have blocked a Democratic attempt to begin Senate debate on a $10 billion COVID-19 compromise that is just one day old. The GOP wants to entangle the bipartisan pandemic package with an election year showdown over immigration restrictions that poses a politically uncomfortable fight for Democrats. The COVID-19 bill would provide money for treatments, vaccines, and testing. But a Democratic move to push the measure over a procedural hurdle failed 52-47, with all 50 Republicans voting no. Medical aid group Doctors Without Borders, known by its French abbreviation MSF, has suspended its work in Cameroon's troubled southwest region. The group is protesting a lack of progress toward the release of four MSF staff members arrested 3 months ago. Authorities accused the staffers of cooperating with regional separatists, something MSF denies. France's aviation safety watchdog said Wednesday it was launching an investigation into an incident at the main Paris airport that saw pilots partially lose control of an Air France plane seeking to land after arriving from the U.S. state of New York. The Bureau of Inquiry and Analysis for Civil Aviation Safety has classified the problem over the landing at Charles de Gaulle Airport as a serious incident, a term that means it believes there was a serious risk of accident. Recapping our top story. The White House announced sanctions Wednesday targeting Russia's top public and private banks and two daughters of President Vladimir Putin, adding pressure on the country's economy. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.